really nothing to add to the injury list there. Everything remains the same. Great week of work this week. We got three practices in. Guys are working their tails off, getting a lot of reps, which is good. And we're making progress. So most of the things that go on in this camp are timing things on both sides of the ball and special teams. So with that, time's yours.
Congratulations on losing the game, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's good. That's a good.
Today the first game?
Yeah, thank you.
Looks like Jamal Charles yesterday was working on the hill there. What exactly does that rehab process entail?
Yeah, it's a killer. He says that he gets about halfway up that hill and he wished the hill stopped. So it's a brutal workout that he's putting himself through there. So, but it's an important thing. So he plays a rugged position and he's coming off a major injury. And that's one way of getting the legs back.
How much of an emphasis are you guys putting on the 2-minute drill?
Yeah, so... We do this every year. It's an important part of the game. So many games are determined in that last part of, part of the game in the fourth quarter. So, and the parity in the league is really made that become an important part of your game. So, anyways, we work on it in camp. And really, the most work you get is normally during that time, now and during training camp, and then during the season, it's a kind of a review. But you get all your situations now.
Where do you feel like you're at as a team right now? Feel like you guys are in a good spot?
Well, yeah, no, we feel good about it. Yeah, we feel good about it.
Have you been happy with what you guys have gotten done in those situations, say, last season?
In the two-minute situation? Yeah, we could be better there. Both sides of the ball, we could be better. It's a matter of working on it, and we're doing that. So, we've got to capitalize on a few situations there.
Speaking offensively, what's been holding you guys back in the 2 minutes? Like, what things have you identified where you think you could, hey, we can make this change, we can make this situation, we can be fine?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of just repping it, you know, and making sure I'm putting the guys in the right position. I mean, we've got to do that. We've got good players, and got to make sure that you give them an opportunity to make plays, and then it's important that young guys get to see enough of the different looks. So know when we have to get out of bounds, know when you can score, all those type of things that are involved in it. So, and this is a good time to do it, where you can just slow it down and work on it. So that's how we go about it.
Hey, Andy, I think Mike Pittman was here.
Yeah.
Was he here today too?
Yeah, so he and Bob Sutton have a history together. They've worked together, very good friends. He's out of work right now, and you know, when you think about it, he was a coach's kid, so he's been around the game his whole life, and all of a sudden now he's got a year here where he can go around and visit friends. We invited him here. He's a good guy, Philadelphia guy. You know, his dad was a legendary high school coach there, as was Mike, so I knew him from back then, and it was good to have him out here. No, he was just he was here the last 2 days, but he wasn't here today. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the backup quarterback thing. All eyes on that position. You gave Tyler the first shot at it. What have you seen through six practices?
Yeah, listen, I think all three of the young guys are doing a nice job. I been very happy with them. We're kind of splitting the reps with Aaron and Tyler. They're getting the majority of the, that next tier past Alex. Kevin's not getting quite as many just because we don't have enough snaps out here with a time restriction. So that's what we do.
I think the one thing about the backup thing I was most curious about is the mental side of it, right? Because Chase had that pretty good. Is it realistic to think any of those guys can kind of approach the mental level Chase was at last year?
Yeah, well, it's a smart group. Now Chase had years on him, so but this is a smart group, and that room, they challenge each other in there. So I don't think you're going to, I've said this about Alex, you're not going to run out of gigabytes. I don't think you'll run out of that with the young quarterbacks either. So they seem to handle things well. The one thing, they don't have are snaps, real snaps under the belt. So somewhere you got to get them, and they'll get them here in these camps and then training camp and the preseason games.
Have you seen some refinement from Bray? It seems like
Yeah, you know, you forget he was the youngest guy in the draft. Remember that? I mean, he was just a pup coming out, a bit immature. He's grown up so much and worked so hard, not only getting back from his injuries, but also in the classroom. And you're seeing it out here. I mean, he's able to work the offense, and good things are happening for him. And it's just important that he stays with it and he continues to work through all this. Yeah, Tom is all about the team. He's been that way since I got here. I'm sure he was that way before I got here. So I love his attitude. He's all about the Chiefs, and we're glad to have him here. I mean, for everything that he does besides being a great football player.
Andy, Childress was saying yesterday about Tyler Bray, you guys really need to see him in maybe a non-practice atmosphere, maybe when the pocket's not necessarily clean or he gets knocked around a little bit. So how much can you tell about what you need to tell, not just him, but any quarterback in an environment like this?
Yeah, well, one of the things you don't get to see until you get in the game is a quarterback being hit. So, or where they have that threat of being hit. So you got to wait till the preseason games till you're going to see that. I mean, we don't hit the quarterbacks aren't live during training camp. They're not live out here. So, you wait and see how he reacts in the game. As you go back and think about how he did it before, he's pretty cool in the pocket. He didn't have we always talk about happy feet and wandering eyes, and that's not what he had when he was young. I wouldn't expect him to have it now.
Coach, you've been Marcus Cooper around a lot back there. Is he a cornerback or is he a safety? How would you categorize?
Yeah, I'd probably tell you a little, same kind of thing with Park, that he can do both. He's had some good snaps for us here the last few days. So at corner, he's had some good snaps at safety too. We're doing Bob's got a couple of defenses there, different defenses where he's setting him back as a free safety and working some free safety with him, and he's got good range and he's smart. Most of all, he's a smart guy. So.
Given the nature of OTAs, obviously you can't have contact, but it seems like your secondary is very active back there with interceptions, pass breakups. What does that say about where they are now?
Yeah, they're doing good. That's twofold because I'm the head coach. I got to look at both sides. So we got to cut back on them from the offensive side. The defensive side, though, they're doing a nice job ball hawking it back there, and that's that's what we did this past season, and it sure helped us. I mean, that's a positive thing.
Hey, I know you're going to work with a bunch of guys and a bunch of different first team players. It will stand out to me when I see Justin March getting some real run, and also Eric Murray too. Just in general, how those two come along, and what did you see from them that precipitated that rise up? Just as a try to see.
So March. Very, very intelligent and instinctive. Now you look at him, you go, he's not the biggest guy, but he's a good football player. We didn't get to see enough of him last year, but what we saw, we felt that way then. So we're giving him some reps here just to see what he's about, and we'll continue to do that.
Is he big enough to be the strong side guy next to Derek, or is he
more of a? I think he can play either side. Yeah, and a very powerful kid, tremendous strength. So I think he can do either side. Yeah, no, I think he's getting the plays. Yeah. If he's not getting them out here, we got problems, right?
Okay, a better question.
Yeah.
Nagy's spinning them out pretty good.
Yeah, you know what? He's doing a good job. Yeah, absolutely. He's doing a nice job with it. And what we'll do is at times Brad will give them to him off of the script just so he hears it and he can spit it out and get practice there. And then, and then at times I'll do it. If we're in one of the two-minute drills or so where we're rolling them, so and they're not on the script, I'll go ahead and call him just so he gets used to that. And then you remember we had him at the Pro Bowl too, so he did it at the Pro Bowl and did a nice job with it.
A couple more guys.
Andy, of all the 90 guys you got out here, which one would you say has the best chance of being a head coach someday? And I don't necessarily mean NFL. I mean maybe college, maybe high school, whatever level.
Of the players out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure which ones want to go into coaching. I think Sherm might want to do that. I'm not sure I'd want to play for him, but I mean, But I think he'd be a good head coach. I think he would be a good. I joke about the sausage, but he, you know, he's a sharp guy, and I think he'd be a tremendous head coach.
I thought you'd pick a lineman. So what is it about him?
Well, he's as close. You know, without being in the trenches, he's as close as we can get. Right? He's a shorter lineman. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I don't know.
What do you think? What's your opinion? Have you said that?
He might have. You know, he might have said, you know what, this guy knows everything and he's not very good at anything.
And it's just an overall big question. I mean, this team took so many steps last year. What's the next step? You're forward here. What can this team be capable of?
Well, let's see. I mean, let's just see how it goes. Every year is different. We've got a lot of guys coming back. We got great energy. It's important how we handle ourselves during the training camp and then in the games. So, there's so much parity in this league. You never know how things are going to go. It's important that you just kind of stay at task. And I think this group's pretty good at that part.
Momentum exists from a playoff run from last year, or is that was 6 months
ago? Yeah, I think it was 6 months ago. So I think you have to restart and you have to repersonalize the team, and so we'll just see how this group does that.